91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the show Radio Zeke, appointment radio, I've been told. I am very grateful to have today in studio, let's get a little air check here, say hello. We've got Crow's Pasture here. Just say hello, see if I've got you.
Hey, Zeke.
Got me over here.
Yeah, we got you. Let's have a little plink on the guitar just so we have something there. Okay, all right, so for now, let me take care of the legal stuff. I am required to tell you once per hour who you're listening to, and again, that's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. And I am also supposed to do one of these things.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Well, thank you, PETA, for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I think at some point I'm going to try and turn off this air conditioner, which is making a howling sound in the background. I want to say hello to all of the listeners that we've got around the world. You folks over in China, that would be my singing partner, Melissa. Folks in Chester, England, who would be, I'll leave him unnamed, terrible situation over there in the last couple of days. And our thoughts go out to you, of course, as musicians and just as human beings. People in Germany, in South Africa, Cape Town, California, Nashville, Austin, people who've been on this show. Radio Zeke has listeners all over the place. And of course, if you're driving around in the Davis Square, Harvard Square, sort of north of the river part of Boston, greetings to you. You are in God's country here. I'm going to start out by playing a song here that Crow's Pasture likes. Crow's Pasture is a husband and wife duo from Fair City of Newton, Massachusetts. Andrew and Monique, here, swing your mic over. It moves around there. Just go ahead, drag it in. Say hello.
Hello.
That's Monique and Andrew.
Yeah. Hi, Zeke. Thanks for having us in.
Real quick question. Crow's Pasture, I know, is a geographical location. It is a place down on the Cape, is it not?
It is. It's a salt marsh down in East Dennis.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a nice, quiet place. Good place to reflect and maybe write some music. Let me start out by playing a song here by the Civil Wars that you requested. What about this attracts your attention?
Well, the Civil Wars, when they played about 5 years ago or so, and when we heard them, we just immediately fell in love with their music. They have beautiful harmonies, and they sing really passionately, and they're a man and a woman, and we were immediately drawn to their music. They also like to take songs that you've heard before and totally change them up. So the song that you're going to hear now was a Smashing Pumpkins song.
That's a great song.
It's a great song from the early 90s. And when you hear them singing it, it really just changes the song entirely, changes the meaning, and makes it a really intimate, passionate song between a man and a woman.
Way that Johnny Cash did with Hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's just hit this one here.
Disarm you with a smile, inside of me, such a part of you.
Song. Billy Corgan is really a top songwriter. He has a songwriter myself, and you guys are too. There's some songs that you say, damn, I wish I wrote that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's that's an excellent song. Every version of that is good. And that's, now, Civil Wars were an item, of course, and then they broke up, had a little civil war of their own. You guys are, we won't really go there, but like we're going to hope that this is not a precursor to, what's it like singing as a husband and wife duo?
I think it's great. We get a lot of practice time that we right. wouldn't otherwise get if we were trying to align schedules.
All right.
And it's a great thing to be able to do together. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have you do a live song. This is one that I think I've heard you do, called Madison. So let's put you right to work here.
listen to the music playing on the square. I can see the flowers tied up in your hair. I can feel you dancing like you just don't care. It's out on Bascom Hill. Mendota breezes bring the autumn chill. We ride together like we always will. Come on, come on, Madison, Madison.
Song, is that one of yours?
Yeah,
it is. When did you guys write that?
So that was about some time I spent in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
many years ago. And the great thing we've discovered as we've been playing it is that there's Madisons in 27 different states around the country. And when they play it on the radio, everybody thinks it's about them. So
right,
yeah, it's doing well.
Yeah, it's like Lincoln or Washington. There's a
right.
bunch of
yeah.
Actually, I think we might have a listener or two out in Madison, Wisconsin. It's a great town. My sister went to school out there.
Yeah, great place.
Yeah. Let's see here. When did you write that?
So that was three years ago. We were actually going down to do some recording in Nashville, project maybe we'll talk about.
Yeah.
And that song was not on the list. We had sent down to the producer a bunch of songs to pick from and think about. And between the time we sent them and we told them we'll see you in a couple weeks and the time we got down there, we wrote that song and we got down there and said, hey, this is a good song. We got to put this one on the album. So we rushed it into production.
Where else have you guys played lately? I've seen you at the Lizard Lounge and, you know, various places. I've seen you at Passim. And where's your next show? Why don't you hype your show here?
Well, we just played at the Newton Free Library, like on a Sunday,
right.
2 o'clock, their music, Sunday music.
That's kind of right around the corner from you guys.
Yeah, and that was really nice because they have a nice, beautiful room with fits, I don't know, 100 people or so,
yeah.
and they're there to listen to music,
yeah.
so it's great. We have, let's see, we're playing at the Old Manse in Concord
uh-huh.
on July 9th. We're playing at Champions in Everett, actually, on June 25th. So that's the closest one. And then we have another radio show in P-Town
uh-huh.
in August 1st. And then we've got a couple of, like, coffee houses and house concerts in August, September, in Yarmouthport, which is on the Cape. And then another one in Norwell at the Churchill Coffee House.
Crowspastureduo.com, correct?
Exactly.
And that's with an E, in case you're listening. Crowes
Pastureduo.com.
Right.
And we have a page that has all of our shows coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I am going to play another song here that you didn't request, but it's a husband and wife duo.
Cool.
And I think you might like this one here. So let's listen to Chris Stapleton and his wife Morgan.
When I think of you and the first time we met, and I heard the sound of your sweet, gentle voice, my heart took me over and gave me no choice. And right then I knew it makes me want more of you again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. When I think of you now, the years have gone by, I think of the memories time can erase, and all of the smiles that you brought to my face. Your love's been so true, it makes me want more of you again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. When I leave this earth, you'll be holding my hand. And it gives me comfort to know you'll be there. And I'll thank the Lord for the love that we share. You're heaven to me, it makes me want more of you again and again. I fall more in love with you than I've ever been. From the moment you wake me up till you kiss me goodnight, everything that you do, it makes me want more of you. Everything that you do, it makes me want more of you.
Yeah, it's a very pretty song right there. Chris Stapleton and his wife Morgan, who clearly know how to play and sing a little bit. Now, you guys have, when did you first start singing together?
Well, singing lullabies for our kids, maybe 7 years ago, 10 years ago.
15 years ago.
Time flies.
Was there a point, I'm speaking, this is Zeke Duckworthy, Radio Zeke on WMFO Medford. I'm speaking to Crow's Pasture, a husband and wife duo from Newton, Massachusetts, who I have very fortunately got dragooned into the studio. Now, was there a point at which you suddenly got like a whole step better?
Well, we started singing out publicly as part of a family folk chorus that we started that has 70 people in it, uh-huh. and musical direction. We were just kind of members of the choir,
right.
Even though we were the organizers of that. And we formed a five-piece band called Waiting for Neil, and we started playing out quite a bit with that band. And then we realized that there were things that we could do together that the band couldn't do as a five-piece. And so that's when we started playing as a duo and going out. And that was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Let's have you do that Leonard Cohen song that I've heard you do.
Happy to.
What do we got?
This is Tonight Will Be Fine, Leonard Cohen.
Sometimes I find I get to thinking of the past. Swore to each other that our love would surely last. You kept right on loving and I went on fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eyes and I know from your smile that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while. I choose the rooms that I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls almost bare. There's only one bed. Step on the stair. But I know from your eyes and I know from your smile that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady love meant her to be. She's moving her body so brave and so free. If I've got to remember, that's a fine memory.
Nothing like a Leonard Cohen song that somebody plays different but real well. That's Crow's Pasture doing their version of Tonight Will Be Fine, the great Leonard Cohen song. I have them in studio. You're listening to Radio Zeke. It's about 26 minutes past 11 o'clock. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and of course live on the internet, WMFO.org. Now, I've seen you. I saw you at the Lizard Lounge when you did that song, and the room just completely shut up. And that's very gratifying when that happens. It's what you live for, basically.
Yeah, well, a great songwriter, and we felt like we could connect to the song playing it the way that we're playing it. So, yeah, we're.
Are you? I know you're always looking for more songs. What about other Leonard Cohen songs that you're thinking of doing here?
We've been actually focusing on Bob Dylan, of all people.
Oh, of all people, right? Today's his 76th birthday, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
So, and then there's other sort of random covers that get our attention.
Creep in there.
We want to work on.
But. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have you do one of those later on. Now, you've got a CD out here, and I'm holding it in my hand. It is cleverly titled Crow's Pasture. There's some pictures here that I recognize. And this CD, apparently, does a CD drop? Is that how it's still?
I think so.
Released?
Yeah, I like the word release, but I think, you know, the hipsters say, well, it dropped. Well, this one dropped at number 20 on the folk charts, which is actually pretty cool when you think about it. You've got some good players behind you, which always helps. Molly Tuttle, John Mallinder, who are real good. Now, this particular song, Best Believe, that's one of yours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to this.
Best believe it's gonna be
live off your CD, Crow's Pasture, a song called Best Believe. You're playing with Molly Tuttle and John Mallinder right there.
Right. Right. Yeah, we were lucky enough to have them join us on a few of the cuts, and they're terrific players.
Yeah, when you say looking up, I mean, you can say that in a metaphysical sense. You can say that is, you know, a gift from God. It's they are just insanely talented people.
Also just the nicest people. Yeah. John taught our son fiddle for a couple of years.
Oh, really?
While he was in Boston, so that's how we know him really well, and just the sweetest guy in the world.
Well, let's see. You've got another song here, which has not yet been recorded. I'm entertaining the husband and wife duo Crow's Pasture here on WMFO. It's just past, 32 minutes past 11 o'clock. This one's called Grant's Song. And you say there's a little story behind this one.
Yeah, it's called Grant's Song because the lyrics were written by a friend of mine, Grant Judd, who passed away in December. Was a great poet for many, many years, and I always wanted to collaborate with him and do a song and didn't get a chance to do it while he was still around. And after he passed, a couple of weeks later, I was cleaning up some guitar cases, and I found one of his poems that I had been carrying for a while, thinking someday I'll put it to music. And the inspiration came and put it to music. It's an interesting poem. Grant, for some reason, when he published it, had it in English on one side of the page and in Spanish on the other side of the page. And I don't know why he did that. He wasn't a Spanish speaker, other than a kind
of maybe he was a Borges fan or Anthony Hecht, the translator, or something like that.
It could be.
Yeah.
So we did it true to that. We do it both with some English and some Spanish in there, and it's the story of of Apollo and Daphne.
Okay. Grant's Song, Crow's Pasture.
Song, canta su canción.
Song, an original by Crow's Pasture, sort of an elegy, really, isn't it?
By Crow's Pasture and Grant Judd.
Yeah.
Got to give Grant his songwriting credit, even though
he's no longer here.
I'm not sure if he knows about it.
Yeah, well, he probably is up here keeping his eye on things. So, yeah, that's another beautiful song.
Thank you.
This is, I listen to you guys sing, and while you're not like Gregory Alan Isaacoff, there's an effect that you cast, which is not unlike the effect that he casts. There's something about harmony and just acoustic instruments that is cuts right through pretty much most of the BS. And it is one of the things that, I'm sure that most of my listeners will agree, it's one of the things that redeems this nasty old rotten apple world, and once in a while you get state of grace, and music is one of the ways through the wall. I'm going to play something else that you requested here. This one is by somebody who has become known as single-handedly, but it's not, of course, single-handedly, but one of the revivers of the Americana tradition, Gillian Welch.
In the black dust towns of East Tennessee, all the work's about the same. And you may not go to a job in the ground, but you'll
down in a deep
is an excellent song right there by Gillian Welch. Now, Gillian's got a darker voice than you do, Monique.
Yes.
And yet, everybody's got their place. Do you have a wide range? I mean, could you sing like semi-baritone like that if you wanted to?
I don't know. I haven't really tried to go that low. Probably not. But what I really like about her is she always sounds kind of sad. And I love that there's like a old-time quality to her songs that no matter what she's saying, there's like a real sadness to the song.
Yeah, she's a, you know, you get people like Emmy Lou, who's got that kind of complicated tapestry in her voice too. And then you've got Patty Griffin, who I love. And Patty Griffin sounds, you know, she's got that... the tears are on the window pane behind her as she sings, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now you're going to do something that you have never done live before, and in fact, you're complaining that I'm forcing you to do something that may be a dismal failure, but I sort of doubt that. You're talking as a birthday tribute, moment here, a tribute, if you will, about Mr. Dylan, Mr. Zimmerman. And this song is called...
It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
All right, let's hear that.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence, the empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Seasick sailors, they are rowing home. All your reindeer armies, they are all going home. Your lover who just walked out the door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you. Leave your stepping stones behind, there's something that calls for you. Forget the dead you left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's knocking at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew, and it's all over now, baby blue.
Well, for a virgin essay, that's pretty sharp playing and singing right there.
Well, thank you.
That's a great song too. I remember when I first heard that, it was a Birds cover. Was the first time I heard that.
Yeah. Have you seen him playing it in the documentary, Don't Look Back?
Yeah.
He's playing that in the room with Donovan.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great awesome. Scene.
Yeah, exactly. Great, you know, scene. But, you know, it's kind of interesting because you if you spend any time in the Boston music scene or you go into any of the open mics or the house shows and stuff, there's so many really good players in this town. And I say this every show, but Boston punches way above its weight. You know, partly it's Berkeley. Partly it's just, you know, the tradition and history. And partly it's just, you know, luck of the draw. But you can walk into places, and you'll sit down and you'll hear stuff that is as good as anything that's on that documentary. I mean, that's not hyperbole either. It's, you know, I've heard people here that just, you know, blow your socks off. Not as atmospherics and you know, not trying to be pyrotechnic, right? But they're just great players around here.
Yeah, and I love to listen to the live music around the town. And as great it is to have a well produced CD with music that's got the bass and the drums and everything
retracted. Yeah, sure.
When you listen to an artist singing with their guitar and nothing else, right, there's this intimacy and connection.
Yeah, it's a state of grace. It's exactly, you know. Right. That's what Town said. He's, you know, you're getting, you go for just something that is honest and pure. It's 12 minutes now before noon, so we're about to go over the hump, since it is Wednesday. I hate that phrase, but people seem to relate to it. I can sort of relate why. Talking to Andrew Roggevin and Monique Byrne, who together comprise the husband and wife singing duo, who have also recorded with other artists behind them, Crow's Pasture. They have two EPs out now, one CD. They play around here. Have you played Kerrville or any place, you know, sort of on the national?
We played down in Delaware. We played at a bluegrass festival.
Oh, sure. That one's a pretty big one. Yeah.
Delaware, yeah. Yeah. Wilmington. And then we played some in Nashville. We've played some sort of some open mics, and we did a feature showcase set at the Commodore in Nashville.
Oh, I was going to play there, but I played at Jed's instead, which is like right around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we played at Richard's Cafe.
Yeah.
We had an hour and a half set. I guess they don't like paying royalties, so we had to do an hour and a half of all originals.
Right.
Which was a little challenging. Tough. You know, you got to dig deep a little bit, but it was good for us.
Okay, I'll ask the traditional musical question. Are you sitting or standing when you play an hour and a half?
We stood.
Well, so Monique and I have an ongoing debate about that. I prefer to sit. She prefers to stand.
All right. And here's the real question. What kind of shoes do you wear? Because there's nothing worse than when your feet start hurting.
Well, when in Nashville, you got to wear cowboy boots.
Oh, man, I can never figure this out. These cowboy boots, let's face it, till they're like 10 years old, they're going to hurt your feet. And you're standing there, and no wonder you're singing songs about, you know, kicking somebody's butt in the bar, because that's what you want to do, because your feet hurt. Crow's Pasture here. I'm going to play one more song here, and then we'll maybe end up with one off your CD. This one here is a request. Talk to me a little bit about Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer for a second before I cue this one up.
Well, is that how you say it? I'll butcher her name, Aeneas.
Yeah, I would call her Aeneas.
Okay, I love this album that they recorded with all of these songs from the child ballads.
Yeah, yeah.
Which the stories are just fascinating. They're from the late 19th century, and they're about like witchcraft and curses and transformations.
People who don't know Child compiled, he was a folklorist in England, and he did sort of what Lomax did here, not exactly, but he made a list of what, there's 2,000 in his catalog, mm-hmm. and they're all numbered, and they're standard. I've heard Rachel Sumner, actually, over at Passim, who's a fabulous player and singer in her own right, cover this song. Of course, it's a cover. This one is called Willie's Lady.
Down. saw the tears to run. King Willie back to his mother he did run, and he's gone there as a begging son. Says, my true love has this fine noble steed, the likes of which you have never seen. And at every part of his horse's mane, there's hanging 50 silver bells and 10, hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own, if back to my own true love you'll turn again, so she might bear her baby son. Oh, of the child she'll never lie to me, nor from my curse will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and he will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man, as back to his own true love he's gone again, I wish my life was at an end. Run, and he's gone there as a begging son. Says, my true love has this fine golden girdle set with jewels all about the middle. And at every part of this girdle's hem, there's hanging 50 silver bells and 10, hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own, if back to my own true love you'll turn again, so she might bear her baby son. Oh, of the child she'll never lie to be, nor from my curse will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and we will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man, as back to his own true love he's gone again, I wish my life was at an end. And up and spoke his noble queen, and she has told King Willie of a plan, how she might bear her baby son. Go get you down to the marketplace, and you must buy a ball of wax, and you must shape it as a babe that is to nurse, and you must make two eyes of glass, and ask your mother to the christening day, and you must stand there close as you can be, so you might hear what she does say. King Willie, he's gone down to the marketplace, he has bought a ball of wax, and he has shaped it as a babe that is to nurse, and he has made two eyes of glass. He asked his mother to the christening day, and he has stood there close as he could be, so he might hear what she to say. And how she spat and how she swore, she spied the babe where no babe could be before, she spied the babe where none could be before.
blessings that be them upon. Great are the blessings them upon.
Of course, that's Aeneas Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer. Aeneas Mitchell has a similar range, I would think. You know, it's sort of hard to tell, but I'm talking to Monique Byrne, who's half of the singing duo Crow's Pasture here live in studio, and they're giving me suggestions of songs and singers that they like. There's something, now I'm not a terrific singer and I'm not aspiring to be, so I can sort of, you know, croak a song out of an open coffin in a grave, and that for me, that's good. You know, it's like, I have a friend who once said, you should take a singing lesson. And I said, no, there's, you know, it's a lost cause. She said, well, you know, you could get better. I said, you mean I could be like a C+? And she said, oh, that would be good. But I took it the right way. You know, and I, you know, when you hear good harmony, it's just something that, you know, I just sit back and listen, because it's not something that, you know, is available to me. Although I do have a really fine accompanist who hopefully is listening. You're going to do one more live here called Don't You Know. It's on your album, but you prefer the live version. Tell me about this song and then launch away.
So I think this is sort of a love song, and love songs can be happy or they can be sad or they can be mad. This is kind of all of those.
All right.
Snow was falling fast again in Dover. It's April now and winter should be over. If you should try it, I see the note pinned up against your door. Who's it for? Who's it for? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Who's it for? Back and forth across the room I go. Minutes seem like hours.